Today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Beis and Mabeis in the middle of a brisa. Middle of a brisa that's talking about be your Ma'aser, done at the end of the third and the sixth year, done during the fourth year and the seventh year on Erev Pesach or on the end of Pesach, depending on the girsa, but our girsa was Erev Yantif Harishon, Shal Pesach, Shal Revias Veshal Shvias Haya Beer. That's when the beer was. Erev Pesach in the fourth and the seventh year, and that's when we do the bi'ur, and that's when we say the, and that's right before we say the vidui, as we will see. What exactly is the bi'ur? If you remember, it depends on what. The truma you have to make sure to give to the kohen. The truma's meister you have to give to the kohen. The meister reaching you have to make sure to give to the levi. And that's going to be today's discussion about whether that's the ultimate address to give the Meiser Rishon. Meiser Ani you have to give to the Aniyim. Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, that's a Machlokas. Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, the Tanakhama says, have to be destroyed. Mizbarim b'chol makom. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Bikurim are like the Trumas. So only the Meiser Sheni. So Meiser Sheni, everybody agrees, has to be Mivu'ar. What about if it's a Tavshil? That's a Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What about Bizman Hazeh? So all of these we're going to talk about in the Gemara in the coming days. Bizman Hazeh, Machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, whether you have to be poded onto money first. Good. So we started quote the Raisa on Nun Beis and Mabeis. Exactly when is beer done is based on these two psukim. Two psukim. Pasuk in Re'eh, Mikseh Shalosh Shanim. At the end of 3 years, Totzias Kol Maser Tvuascha, take out all the Maser of your Tvua Bashana Hahi, in that year, vihinachta bisharecha. So that just says at the end of 3 years. So you don't know how often it is. Is that every 3 years? And when is it done exactly? At the end of 3 years? At the end of the 3 years? On Rosh Hashanah of the fourth year? Right? All of it is not clear until Chazal make it clear for us. But then you have the other pasuk in Kisavo, Kisachalel la'aser es kol ma'aser tu'ascha, when you finish being ma'aser, right? So Mikseh Shaloshanim and Kisachalel la'aser es kol ma'aser tu'ascha b'ashana shlishis shnasa ma'aser, in the third year, v'nasata la'levi la'ger v'le'esov la'mana, you have to give it to all of the proper recipients, to the Levi, that's Ma'aser Rishon, Lager, to Aniyim, Le'esol Amana, Va'achlu V'sharecha, V'saveo, and they shall eat. So you see that some of it is not going to be destroyed. Because you see, you give it to them, and they will eat it. So it has to be not just the destruction, which is alluded to in the Vidui, the Arti HaKodesh Ben Habayis. So you have to put all these sukkim together in order to know what and when to do. So we're in the middle of the Brisa. So the Brisa said you might think only once every 7 years. So we say Mikseh Shalosh Shanim once every 3 years. You might think it's done on Rosh Hashanah in the third year. No, it's at the end, Mikseh. Ein Mikseh Ela Basof. So you might think at the Rosh Hashanah of the fourth year, right at the end of the third or the sixth year. So again, we say no. Kisachala. Look at the second to last line now. Tablobar, last line we read. Kisachala laaser es kol maaser tuascha. Kishetachala laaser es kol aperus. When you finish being maaser, the fruit, and that's after the gathering. The Marafola says, Hainu achar kol lekitas va'asifas kol aperos. When you finish gathering the third and the fruit of the third and the sixth, and that's in the fourth and in the seventh. Okay, we continue the brisa now. You might think when everything is finished, but everything's finished by Hanukkah, right? A few months before Pesach. So who says you have to wait until Pesach? Yochal afilu b'chanukah, as early as Hanukkah, you might be able to do the biur and the vidois. The Gemara answers no. Nemar kan miksei, v'nemar lahalan v'begzir shava. It says miksei here by Ardin and miksei. It says miketz. We compare miksei to miketz. Miketz sheva shanim b'moed shnas hashmita b'chag hasukkos. When is hakel done? Hakel is done at the end of the seventh year b'moed on sukkos. Shnas hashmita in the year after shmita b'chag hasukkos. Ma miketz shemar lahalan b'moed. Just like miketz over there of sheva shanim is talking about moed and that's on sukkos. Afkan b'moed. So too here b'moed. So you see, it's not done Chanukah. It's done on a moed, and the moed after Chanukah is a Pesach. Interesting that it's afilu b'Chanukah, that's the Havamina. Chanukah itself, as has been pointed out, is not mentioned per se in Mishnayos, meaning all the halachas of Chanukah are nowhere in Mishnayos. They're all in the Gemara, in Brises, in the second parak of Masechta Shabbos, Bava Malikin. But the You know, the word Chanukah, and Chanukah is mentioned Derech Agav, I think 8 times in Mishnayos, the Chanukah when you could bring Bikurim till, and in Baba Kama, if somebody's walking with a camel and it's overloaded and it's a small shuk, and there's different halachas about Hezek, if there is a candle outside, what's the laning for Chanukah? Right, that's in Mishnayos Megillah. So all of these are just little halachas, but the halachas of lighting candles and halachas of Tikkun Rechem and Shuk and Mahadrin and Mahadrin, that's not mentioned in Mishnayos. And the Mefarshim give different explanations why Chanukah, why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi left out Chanukah. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi lived 150 years or so after the Churban. So Chanukah took place 300 years before. Right, so why wouldn't it be mentioned? So some suggest that, well, maybe Rebbe is from Malchus Beis David. He's a descendant of David HaMelech. And maybe he felt a little bit like the Ramban. Or maybe if you like the Ramban. Which Ramban? The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, which says that even though Chanukah is an amazing holiday, there is a tinge of negativity when it comes to the whole Chanukah story. Because the Cheshbonoim, who helped achieve victory in the Chanukah story, they took over the Malchus. And they were Kohanim. And they shouldn't have done that. And that's why the Ramban says their Malchus didn't last. Again, you don't get any impression like this from the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam says that the Chashbonim were victorious and the Malchus returned to Klal Yisrael for over 200 years. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Chanukah. But the Ramban does not say that. The Ramban says that Lo Yasser Shevet Miyehuda is not just a Nevuah, but a Isser. That no one else other than Shevet Yehuda, once Shevet Yehuda starts. I mean, Shaul HaMelech was before David HaMelech. So the Isser didn't start yet. It shouldn't leave from Yehuda once it starts with Yehuda. But once it started with David HaMelech, it's that nobody else is allowed to be, not to be king. V'inyan Sha'ulhu, he says, Lermoz, let me just find the line, Me'eshe Yachal Yos Yehuda Shevet Malchus, Lo Yasim Yemenu Al Shevet Acher. It should never be moved. Shezeu shenemar ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael nasan mamlacha l'David. Al Yisrael lo olam lo ulabanav. He gives it forever. That's the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. V'inyan Shaul haya ki bavur shedvar she'elas hamalchus. Be'esahi nitav etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was not interested in malchus at that time. Lo ratza lahamlacha leim and hashevet asher lo hamalchus lo yasvei lo olam. It was too early. Hashem didn't want to start the process. He didn't want to start. V'dasam lahem malchus sha'a. Interesting. He gave him a temporary malchus. What happens if Shaul would never have sinned? Good kasha. V'lazeh ramaz akasuv sha'amar etem lecha melech ba'api v'ekach be'evrasi. Shedasu lo shelo bersono v'lachin lecho be'evraso. Shenerak hu banav v'nifsukam mimeno hamalchus. V'yakolzeh v'b'reisha yeshmuel shofet v'navi v'lochi milcham oseva b'yashem. Shmuel was already the judge and the prophet. And the fighter, Moshiach Osam, the Lohayalayim Lisho Melech Biyamav. Big topic, not for now. It wasn't appropriate for them to ask. Moshe Amar Lohem, Vashem Elokechem, Malkechem, Vakasav Amar Lo Oscha Moasu, Ki Osi Moasu, Mimloch Alehem, Lefichach Lorasal Malchus Shel Kayama. And the Ramban goes into this. And then he says, Ulefi Daiti. And then he says, amazing. You don't even get this whole impression from reading Sefer Malachim. Says the Ramban, Hayu HaMalachim HaMolchim Al Yisrael, Mishar HaShvatim Achrei David, every Melech that was Mamlech from other Shvatim, Ovrim Al Das Avihem U'Ma'avirim Nachala. It was in violation. The whole line. Vehema Yusomchim Al Dvar Achia HaShiloni HaNavi Shemashach Yeravam. They were relying on Achia, who was Moshe Yeravam. Yeravam, right in the... in the time that the Malchus was split in the days of Rechavim, the son of Shlomo. Again, you don't have, Rav Shevel points out, you don't have Beferish in the Psukim, the Meshicha of Yeravam, but you could assume there was, because he told them that he was going to be the king. Va'amar Vane Ezera David Lamanzos Achlo Kalayamim. It wasn't supposed to be that long. A small amount of time, that was Akira's Dover Min HaTorah. Right, the Leitzhim Yehuda is a Din Daraisa, and there was an Akira's Dover Min HaTorah that Achia Shaloni did from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kasher arichu Yisrael lahamlich alei mishar shvatim, melech achar melech, v'lo hayu chozer mel malchus Yehuda. It was supposed to go back after a certain amount of years, I think in the days of Asa, I don't remember. But Yehoshaphat, one of those kings. So says the Gemara, says the Ramban, when it didn't go back, avru al tzavos hazakim in Enshu Bahem. And then here's the line. And this was the onesh of the chash that were molech in Bayesheni. Hiyayu chasidei elyon. They were amazing. Chasidei elyon. They were tzad tzadikim. Ve'ilmalei heim, or not for them, nishtachu ha-Torah v'amitzvos mi-Yisrael. Torah would have been forgotten in Klai Yisrael. Torah and mitzvos would have been forgotten in Eretz Yisrael, in Bnei Yisrael. They saved it. V'afal pikei ne'enshu onesh gadol. And still, they were punished. Ki arba bnei chashmonoya zokein ha-chasidim ha-molchim zachar zeim. Kol gvirosam aslachasam. Nafu b'yad oyveihem becharev. V'higia ha-onesh besof. Until it came, remember the Gemara at the beginning of Baba Basra, a woman goes up on top and says, anybody who says that she's from the Chashmonaim, they're lying. Because they must be an Eved, because I'm the last one. So the Ramban is very forceful in terms of saying that there was something negative about the whole Hanukkah story. They should have stepped aside. The Chashmonaim should have won the war and then stepped aside to let somebody from Malchus Beis David take over. Again, most other Rishonim do not mention this. The Rambam doesn't mention a word of this. The Abarbanel talks about it. But some suggest that maybe the Rebbe who comes from Malchus Beis David had this in mind, in the back of his mind, and therefore didn't put the laws of Chanukah into Mishnah. Others say, what are you talking about? How could you suggest that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there was some type of personal negativity? So others say that the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Menachos writes that there are some other areas of Halacha that are also not in Mishnayos. The laws of Tefillin and the laws of Tzitzis. It's alluded to a little bit, tzitzis and tefillin, in one line in the Mishnayos and Menachos about what's ma'akev what, but the regular laws are not. So maybe because the Rambam says, because they were known, they were mefursam lakol. Right, the whole heter of writing down Mishnayos is because people don't know and they'll forget, and therefore it's Torah Shabbat Peh that's allowed to be written down. But anything that was so obvious and prevalent and known, so maybe that's why the Rambam feels that it wasn't written down. Wasn't written down, wasn't allowed to be written down. So maybe Chanukah too. Maybe some say Chanukah also. It was just not only a couple hundred years later, and they were so happy about the holiday of Chanukah, everyone knew. Which is also a little difficult because what? Purim they didn't know. Purim was earlier, but Purim they didn't know, and Chanukah they knew. And what determines if something is prevalent and known, and who knows if it's always going to be remembered. So, but that's another suggestion that's given. Others say, and again, they bring rise to this, that maybe Chanukah is the holiday of Torah Shabbat Peh. This is said about many holidays. Yom Kippur is called the holiday of Torah Shabbat Peh. Purim is called the holiday of Torah Shabbat Peh. But if Chanukah is the holiday of Torah Shabbat Peh, with the rise to that, it's the only holiday that does not have a book about it in Tanakh, right? It's the latest, so maybe we want to make it real Torah Shabbat Peh. That's not even in Mishnayos. Okay, but either way, that's a couple of suggestions. But the Gemara here that had the Havamina, the rise of the Havamina that maybe Bir Maestris and Vidui should be done by Chanukah, before Pesach, Tamalamar, no, it says Miketz Miksei, and therefore we have a limud to Sukkos. Again, Mami came back to the Brisa, Mami Ketz Shenemer La'alan B'moed, Afkan B'moed, you know it's a Sukkos. Says the Gemara, you know it's Pesach. Says the Gemara, but one second, if you're comparing it to Hakel, so why don't you say go all the way? Imam Miketz Shenemer La'alan B'chaga Sukkos, if the Miketz over there, by Hakel is on Sukkos. The king reads it on Sukkos. Afkan v'chaga Sukkos. So maybe here this is about Sukkos. Tamalomar, no. But that's kisachale. Kisachale la'aser es kol ma'aser tu'ascha. When you finish being ma'aser. Emasai hu. We switch the girsa. Emasai hu regel. Shekilo la'aser es kol ha'peiros. Which regel are you finished being ma'aser and done everything with all the fruit of the third year? Bepesach shal revius. In the Pesach of the Revius of the fourth year. That's what is done, and that's how we all put all these Limudim together, and that's how you get the Pesach of the fourth and the seventh year. We know Hakel is one of the last mitzvahs in the Torah, and the Bnei Yisrael get together every 7 years, after Shemitah, and they get together for a massive Torah reading ceremony. Massive. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah, Tafrei Yud Beis, Taryab, Mitzvah 6:12 in the order, Shitz Tavinu Sheyikahel Am Yisrael, Kulo, Anashim, V'Nashim V'Taf, B'Motzoi Shnas HaShvita B'Chag HaSukkos, B'Yom Sheni B'Chag, on the first day of Chalamoid, second day of Yontif, V'Lekro Ksas, Mi Sefer Mishneh Torah, Ba'azvehem, Shu'el HaDvarim. Read a little bit of Dvarim. A little bit. Ksas. Right? You can expect everybody to stay there for so many hours hearing the whole Sefer. Read a little bit. This is what is mentioned. It's a mitzvah asei shazman grama, but still women are obligated. Special din. We know the shorash of the mitzvah is to get together, to in order to have inspiration from the Torah. L'vishikali karen shalom Yisrael yatorah ubaze yipardu mikol umav lashon. The Torah keeps us separate. Leo zochin lechaye ad tainug nitzchi shein lamala himenu b'nevraim, until we're zochet to unbelievable eternal bliss, that there's nothing greater in this world. Al kain bios koli karen ba, because it's the focus of our life. Roy, it's appropriate that every once in a while we get together and we celebrate with it. Sheikalu hakol yachad bizman echad min azmanim l'shmo advareha v'lios hakol yotzei b'to kol ha'am anashim anashim b'taf le'mar ma akibas harabazeh sheiz kapsu yachad kulono. What is this that we're getting all together? Hakel, what are we getting together for? V'tiyat tshuva l'shmo advarei ha'Torah sheikali karenu v'hodenu v'tifartenu, to get together to hear the Torah. V'yavo'u mito kach l'saper Begodel Shivcha. So we'll talk about it, about how great it is. Vahod Erkav Yachnisu Akal Belibam Cheshka. And the desire to learn it will go into our hearts. Vimacheshek Ba Yil Medula Da'as Es Ha'am V'yizku L'Tova V'yizbach Hashem B'Maisav. Amazing words of the Chinuch. Kinyin Shekasa B'Feirish B'Zos HaMitzvah U'Leman Yil Medu V'Yiru Es Hashem. There's a lot to discuss in this mitzvah, but we know the king reads from the Torah. Part of Dvarim. That's what the Chiddush continues. My midinah mitzvah shabris chum levracha shemelech hu haya hamechuyav legro baznehem ubeezras hanashim hayakorei in the ezras nashim v'korei kshu yoshev v'imkar meubad harizem meshubach. He can't sit, better to stand, based on Gemara's umeichanu korei mitchila sefer eilat dvarim ad sof parshas Shema Yisrael. He reads that umedaleg levayim shemoa v'gomer osaparsha umedaleg laaser taaser v'korei maaser taaser. I'll say there ad sof brachas v'klolos. You read it with kisavo ad milvada bris asher karas itam b'chorev uposek, and that is it. What happens? The Minchas Chinuch asks the question that the Gemara does not ask. And what if there's no king? The king's supposed to read it. What if there is no king? Is that like a special din? If the king is ma'akev, says the Minchas Chinuch, Oz Beis. Hidim avur b'shas, da melech ha'yakore, sota mem aleph. Ve'eini yodeya im halacha l'moshe misinai kachi, the dafka melech, is halacha l'moshe misinai only a king? Ve'im ein melech b'Yisrael, ein mitzvah klal, and the whole mitzvah falls apart, when, if you don't have a king, is that true? Oh, im kein, ad shalom melech, olav ha'shalom lo niskaim mitzvah zu, then if you say that, then that would mean that up until shal ha'melech, they never did this mitzvah. They never did this mitzvah. Is that true? And in the footnotes, he talks about that pasuk mevuar shemoshe abidu tzival Yeshua tikras haTorah. The pasuk says that Moshe Yeshua v'Yeshua melechaya. Maybe Yeshua had the din of a melech. So only maybe Moshe and Yeshua v'shaper yishlomar. Here are the footnotes of the Minchas Chinuch to call a shoftim din melechaya. Maybe all the shoftim had the din of a melech. Din of a melech. Right, and the aderet in the kuntra zeichel mikdash, they quote in this topic b'malchi chashmonoi, which the Ramban says that they didn't. They were malchu be'isser, right? Did they have the din of a melech? Oshem akivish and malchu bereshus kol yisrael yeshlem din melech. Even according to the Ramban, right? The Ramban for sure says that malchus returned, but did they have the? They were molech with the reshus. So anyway, the Minchas Chinuch says, would we say that no melech, no hakel, or the efshar? He says the lav dafka melech. It could be that maybe it's lav dafka. It just means the leader. Rak gadol shebedoro alav haya Hamitzvah, im lo haya melech, v'chein nireh mitzad hasvara. I think that is true, that if there is no melech, then anyone would be able to do it. He, the Minchas Chinuch assumes that is the case, mitzad hasvara, but he has no evidence to that. Okay, so that's Hakel. Again, a lot more about Hakel, but let's continue and we'll see if there's any time to go back to Hakel and the messages that we usually like to say when Hakel comes up. But let's continue the Braisa. Bashana hahi, the Braisa continues. In that year, Bashana hahi, that's the pasuk in Re'eh, Bikseh shalosh shanim totzi, take out all the maaser, Bashana hahi, ad zakuk levaro. So tzotzi. In that year, you have to be mevayer. Veinat zakuk levaro b'shar kol hashanim. There's no beer at the end of the other years. I mean, you have to try to get it out as soon as you can to give it to the proper recipients. But the chiyuv of hotzah is only that year. Bashana hahi. In that year, right? In that year, ata zakuk levar. Only if it grew. In that year, the third year, you have to be mevayer. What happens if in the fourth year, from Rosh Hashanah the fourth year till Pesach? So that's not included. That would be included in the following, in the seventh year, vidui and beer. Because this is only whatever grows in the first 3 years. You just wait because the stuff has to grow and be gathered and be collected in the fourth year. But anything that grows in the interim, it goes in the following. It says Yerek here, Pashas, Yerakos, or Durabanan. Right? So why does it say Yerek here? If Yerakos, or Durabanan. Look at the Rasilio. Rasilio, Vakashali, to Yerek Meiser, Shalomi, Durabanan, Uda Machayev. Via Maika Mamayat, Le Mikra. The Pasik excludes this. That can't be. Can't be, doesn't include Yerakos. So Via Shlomar, the Rasilio has three ideas. Via Shlomar, Dubalo Abed Al Meiser, Esrog. Esrog, we know we've had it before. Esrog has a little bit halacha of a fruit and a little bit halacha of a vegetable, but an esrog is for sure daraisa. So maybe that's what it means, yerek here. The dino ki yerek basa lakita. Okay, number one. Number two, inami, bi yerek de machrisan lakiyim kamar. We're talking about a vegetable that could last. Could go in shumunu b'tzalim, de maiser shalom mi daraisa. Maybe their maiser is daraisa, unusual vegetables that could last. Remember the first mission in Peah that says one of the five requirements for Peah is machrisan lakiyim, and the mission says anida, if it's chayiv in Peah, it's chayiv in maiseris. So if these onions and garlic are chayvin, peah they'll be chayvin maisrus. Okay, number two. Inami, number three. De bitvua pachos mishlish. Sha'asura chalasa le zarim. If they are pachos mishlish, velokin alayah. So another pshat given. Okay, but either way, that's why it says yerek. We continue. Back to the Gemara. Chavraya amri. Shenemazade bervias ela bi shvias. So two formulations we're going to have. These vegetables, these tvua, this fruit, these whatever you call it, that grew between Rosh Hashanah and Pesach of the fourth year. So the Chavraya said, the formulation was, you're not misvada on them in the fourth year, but in the seventh year, right, because they're included in the next one. Amar Abhila, a slightly different formulation, she'enu ma'ake vidui b'revias ela b'shvias. The vidui is not ruined. Their vidui is not ma'akev in the fourth, but in the seventh. Right, basically the same idea that these growths go with the following, the seventh year, pir and vidui. What's the difference in between these formulations? Avar v'nisvada. Different pshatim what this means, but we're going to go with one of the pshatim. What if you did vidui? Meaning, what if you did vidui of the fourth year and you had in mind, you had kavana to cover these growths that grew from Rosh Hashanah in the fourth year until Pesach. So all that teon de chavraya, according to chavraya, that says you're not misvade on the fourth, but in the seventh and in the apostle, then the vidui for them didn't work, and you're gonna have to do vidui again for them in the seventh year. Al daiti Rabbi Hila kasha. According to Rabbi Hila, what did it say? It just said the vidui of the fourth year is not ma'akev, meaning it's not ruined if you don't have this in mind. But it sounds like if you do have it in mind, that it could work. So that's why it would be kasha. Fine. There's other pshatim again to that line, but we'll go with that pshat. Bashana hahi, next drasha, bashana hahi, at motzio. In that year, what did it say again? At the end of the third year, mitzesh al shanim, totzi, es kol maser dvascha, bashana hahi. You have to take out. Take out. So what do you have to take it out from? So the Gemara has a drasha. You take it out from a tame place. Bashana hahi, at motzio, min atame ala tohar. You have to take out. What are you taking out? What's that year? What's special in that year? Maiser ani. So maiser ani you have to take out from a tamei to a tar spot. Venata motzio b'shar kalashanim in a tamei al atar. But not other years. What is this referring to? So Amar Belazar, Keni Masnisa, this Bryce is referring to the following. Bashana hahi at motzio mimakom tum alamakom tara. That year, meaning maiser ani, you have to make, let's say maiser ani is in the cemetery. You have to take it out of the cemetery to put it in a makom tara. Why? In order for all aniyim, including kohanim, to get it. So your maiser ani has to be available to all aniyim, including kohanim, and therefore you have to take it out from the makam tuma to the makam tara. Ve'enata motziyo b'sharka lashanim, makam tuma to the makam tara. But there's no chiyuv to take out the maiser from other years, meaning maiser rishon. Other, if you have only maiser ani, you got to make sure that it's available for all the aniyim. Right? That's the limud of bashana hahi. whatever is in that year, right? The third and the sixth year is Ma'aser Ani. That's you have to take out. But Ma'aser Rishon, you don't have to take out. Why? Because Ma'aser Rishon is not going to the Kohanim anyway. Asya Derba Lazar, and this is going like Derba Lazar. Shita Kamanda Amar Ein Motzien Ma'aser Lekuhuna. Ma'aser Rishon don't go to the Kohanim, even though the Levim. The Kohanim are part of Shevet Levi, and Ma'aser Rishon could goes to the Levium, but it doesn't go to the Kohanim. It doesn't go to the Kohanim, that's the Levim. And the Gemara now takes a break and says, really, that is a major discussion in the Tanoim. Right? Ma'aser Rishon can go to the Levi. Does it also, should it also, did it also go to the Kohanim? So we know this was a historical issue. And that is in the days of Ezra. Ezra Sofer goes going back to Eretz Yisrael, and there are no Levium, and he stops at the river to send back to go get Levium. So at that time, he finds he was kodesh the Levium. Don't give them a Ma'aser Rishon. And that time they were mevatel the vidui also because we can't do proper vidui that nasativ la Levi la Gelei Asom if we're not giving you the Ma'aser Rishon. They were mevatel the Nusach at that time. But either way, so that was earlier. So now the Gemara says, B'yamoid Rav Shuv ben Levi, Bikshuli Himanos, Shalol Litein Ma'aser Lekuhuna. The days of Rav Shuv ben Levi, much later from Ezra, they wanted to have a vote to be able to give the Ma'aser to the Levium and take it away from the Kohanim who had been getting it all these years since Ezra. Right, which again sounds like, against, there's a Deek in the Rambam that Ezra only did it for his generation. From this line, it could mean against that Rambam, unless you say that they were still maybe giving it to the Kohanim. Meaning Ezra said you're not allowed to give it to the Levium. But maybe later it was a choice, you had a choice. And now they wanted to for sure not give it to the Kohanim because they wanted the Levium to get it. So Amritz, they said, who's going to go to lead to be the decider of this discussion to get it back to the Levium? So Amritz, Manya, or Rabbi Ben Levi. We should say Rabbi Ben Levi, Shehu Misayeh Levoi. Right, Rav Shuv ben Levi was a Levi, and he would support the Levium. And he would support the Levium. He would be the best one. And what happens? All of a sudden, Kohanim. And he went in and said, no. He went in and supported the Kohanim. Amar, Ba'ezra, Ma'arba, Mekoma, Zikri, Kohanim, Levium. He says, look throughout Tanakh. There's 24 times the Kohanim are also called Levium, V'ze'echad Mehem. And this is one of them, Kohanim, Levium, B'nei Tzadok. And therefore, they sent him in. They thought he would help out the Levium, but it ended up that he did not. Again, that's the discussion. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Shin Sadi Hei, in the Mitzvah Ma'aser Rishon, Mitzvah Tesvav, Os Tesvav, there, he talks about this Kanas of Ezra, which maybe we'll talk about. Rabbi Yamin Bar Gidol, Rabbi Achav Yasvin, Amrin, they were sitting and they said, Vaksiv, Haya Kohen, Ben Aaron, Im Halavim, Ba'aser Halavim. Doesn't that sound like the Kohanim were sitting, Ba'aser Halavim, and they're getting the Ma'aser of the Levium, so the Kohanim are able to get it. No, where it says, Litain lo Chumas Ma'aser. No, it's referring to, they get Chumas Ma'aser. They get part of Ma'aser Rishon, the Chumas Ma'aser. Vaksiv, Halavim, Ya'alu, Es Ma'aser, Ha'Ma'aser. It says the Levium bring up the Ma'aser HaMa'aser, right? So what is that? So again, different ways to understand what this line means. But some say that it means the tenth of the tenth. Therefore, no answer given to that question. Okay. The psukim say in Bamidbar in Yudches, Parak Yudches, the psukim say describe all of the Matnas Kahuna. And then right after that, it says U Livne Levi, and then it talks about Ma'aser Rishon. So what does that teach me? So Rav Chuna bar Chavraya, Chad min Hon Amar, one of them said, Libnei Levi. It could have said, Libnei Levi. Matam alomar, Vilivnei. What's the Vav? Elamikan, Shinoz, and Maisa Lakuna. It must be that Vav is saying that this Maisa could also go to the Kohanim who were previously mentioned. The Charana Amar, I feel less Ksiv El Libnei. Even if it only said B'nai, forget the Vav. No se Ma'aser Lekuhuna, I would still give it to the Kohen. Why? Ilu manda amar plan bri, yisav mikmas plan. If somebody says, my son Ruvain is going to get this this portion, v'shar nechasa and my other stuff will be split by everybody. Yirshu banai. Dilmalo nasav imhon, so the first son won't get with them. He's just giving something special to the first son, and then everything else is split equally, including him. So too, the Kohanim get this special stuff, and now all of my Levium, including the Kohanim, will get. So these are two days that they hold that obviously will go to the Kohanim. Rabbi Yonah, Yav Masari Rav Acha Bar Ula. Rabbi Yonah used to give it to him, Lo Mishum Du Kohen, not because he was a Kohen, Ela Mishum Davi Loi Bar Raisa, but he was an Amel in Torah. That's why he gave it to him. My time, but what's the source? Vayomer La'am, Leoshvei Yerushalayim, La'seis Banasa, Kohanim, Alavim, L'man Yechzegu B'Torah Hashem. Right? Because they were being mechazi Torah Hashem. That's why. Rav Huna lo lo'asa ma'isa. Rav Huna, who was a Kohen, did not take any ma'isa rishon. He yelled that it shouldn't be taken. Rav Achal lo'asa ma'isa. Rav Chiya Barba hori al garmi lo'ases l'chutz la'aretz. Rav Chiya Barba even left the chutz la'aretz, begin to lo'mesa ma'isa. He did not want to take ma'isa. Different pshatim. Some say he didn't want to take it. They were forcing him to take, so he ran out. Others say he didn't take Meiser, and therefore he was poor, and didn't have anything to eat, and therefore that's why he went out. But either way, major machlokas of the Rabbanim, whether the Kohanim should be getting Meiser Rishon or not, and we'll have to see exactly other Paskin in the Rishonim about this as well. Okay, we'll stop here.